Classic, classic. Now, Wrong Way, Lou Ruffino, will we see him hanging himself on the stage? You know? Come on, that's right. Am I right or wrong? Right? Am I right, Justin Ellick? That's part of the stage act. He hangs himself. Well, you might as well hang yourself if you have anything to do with running the dysfunctional public school system of New York City. Let's start with David Banks, brother of the corrupt Phil Banks. It's all incestuous in the land of Eric Adams. Phil Banks is the deputy member of public safety, unindicted co-conspirator who should have been in jail. But, hey, what the hell? Make him deputy mayor of public safety. His brother, chancellor of the Department of Education, with the most bloated budget of all the agencies, $36 billion out of a budget total of $108 billion. That's one-third of the budget. And David Banks is the chancellor of what I call the dumbest organization ever, the DOE. And it proves it every day. So David Banks, if you look at his resume, you know what high school that he went to, Justin Ellick? Hillcrest High School, the very high school that they tried to cover up, actually cover up an anti-Semitic riot that occurred last Monday and Tuesday in the hallways and the property of Hillcrest High School in Queens. Yeah, they tried to cover it up. Eric Adams, he went to Bayside High School, even though he grew up in Southeast Queens. He got zoned out because the high schools in Southeast Queens, too tough. So you had August Martin, Baisley Pond Park, tough school. Springfield Gardens, tough school. Eric wasn't going to go there. And, of course, there was the school that produced James Golden, where he was Urkel at Jackson High School. Those are tough schools. And Hillcrest in 2002 was the toughest school in New York City. So Justin Ellick, they asked me to come talk to the kids to give them all an attitudinal readjustment. About 3,000, 3,200 kids, mostly black there, kids of color. And so I showed up. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. Took the F train there to Parsons Boulevard. Walked up the hill. On one side, you have Sri Shamoy's cult. You know, peace, love, and happiness. That guy turned out to be a perv, like most of these self-appointed gurus. And then you have Hillcrest High School. Now, Hillcrest High School, it's had a lot of people graduate from it. Fran Dreischer in 75. Yeah, the nanny, the head of our union. That's right. Wrong Way, Lou Ruffino. Fran Dreischer. And everybody loves Ray. Ray Romano, also 1975. Oh, the other person who graduated from there, Justin Ellick, the Queens District Attorney, Melinda Katz. So you would figure like, wow, all these alumni are upset, especially the head of the Department of Education, dumbest organization ever, David Banks. But David Banks, when he heard there was an anti-Semitic riot in the high school that he went to, said, does anybody know? No. Hush, hush, mush, mush. 2 days. So a Jewish teacher, female, decided to post on her private social networking that she had attended a Support the Israel Day rally. Okay, no biggie. And immediately, a senior, an 18-year-old senior, began the cabal of swirling allegations against her amongst the kids. And they called for a riot right in the hallways of this school. Hallways of this school. And they're running up and down and they're looking for this Jewish teacher. And she's barricaded herself into a room. When did we last see this? Oh, that's right. The students at Cooper Union. Right there on Astor Place. The Jewish students had to barricade themselves into the library because the pro-Hamas Palestinian marauders with the kafirs and the shmatas on their head, the green shmatas in support of Hamas, were telling them, open the door, because they wanted to give them a lump down, a beat down. And remember, Sid and I, we had a rally right outside on a Sunday in the driving rain. Well, this is even more egregious because the students called for a student riot, an anti-Semitic riot, for 2 days, last Monday and Tuesday. And the only reason we found out about it is, once again, the newspaper of record, the New York Post, printed a story about it on Thursday. The mayor was missing in action because all City Hall was trying to do was suppress this story because they have no idea what the hell they're going to do. Meantime, this Jewish teacher is in hiding. Can I ask a question, Justin Ellick? Is James Flippin there, or has he continued his conversation about sports? Of course. Hey, sports is more important than this show, which is a live and local show that a hell of a lot of people listen to. Would you take this notation to James Flippin, who has decided that sports is more important than current events, needs to call up the head of the teachers' union, the UFT, Union of Failed Teachers, Michael Mulgrew, in his mansion in Staten Island and say, what the hell are you doing for this teacher? Most of the retired teachers and active teachers of the UFT happen to be Jewish. You would think that amongst the membership, the dues-paying membership, they'd be screaming, we need to have a walkout in that school. They're going to attack a teacher. They're going to have an anti-Semitic rally. They're going to threaten her life. Where the hell is the union? Where's the shop steward? Of course, Michael Mulgrew doesn't want to weigh into this because it requires having a set. He doesn't have a set. All he wants to do is wine, dine, and pocket line of elected officials. So that's number one. What is the mayor doing today now that it's become public? He's outraged that this is happening in that school. Really? You got an 18-year-old guy who is responsible for that. Last time I looked wrong way, Lou Ruffino, that is an adult. How come we don't know his name? Oh, he was given a ticket. I see. Oh, no. A disappearance ticket. A disappearance ticket. He was arrested and given a disappearance ticket, which means nothing's ever going to happen here. Now, all of a sudden, the Department of Education, dumbest organization ever, says, oh, we've located three of those that started this cabal, and we're going to give them a superintendent suspension. You know what a superintendent suspension is? You transfer these three thugs to a different high school. Nobody knows what they did. The jacket is sealed. Even the principal doesn't know. The assistant principals, the dean, nobody is to know. And they'll probably get transferred to a better school in Hillcrest, one of the worst high schools in the city. I could easily see them being assigned maybe to Long Island City High School. Maybe they'll assign them to Martin Van Buren. Maybe they'll assign them to Cardoza, a much better school. And then, naturally, they'll infect the kids there, the young adults there. There will be no consequences. And today, now that the whole world knows there was an anti-Semitic riot and that Michael Mulgrew and the UFT are doing nothing, they didn't even call a walkout. Should have called a walkout. So none of the teachers are going back until these students are disciplined. And there will be no discipline. You know what they have in the school systems now? It's called restorative justice. Eventually, David Banks, by the way, an alumni of Hillcrest, will say, let's do restorative justice. Let's get the thugs and thugettes in a room with the Jewish teacher, and they'll promise they'll never do it again. Meantime, they'll be mad-dogging that teacher, eye-fornicating her. They know where she lives.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.